Palestinians have gained ground in their struggle against foreign-backed insurgents in the Yarmouk refugee camp near Damascus. The recent victory has forced militants to accept a ceasefire. In recent months, the foreign-backed militants inside the camp have repeatedly rejected initiatives to end the fighting. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons says Syria has transferred a third shipment of chemical weapons materials outside of the country. The organization says the chemical agents were sent to a Norwegian cargo ship. And the UNOPCW joint mission has hailed Damascus for its efforts to dismantle its chemical weapons arsenal. European Union foreign ministers have expressed deep concern about the situation in Ukraine and have called for a peaceful solution to the crisis. At a meeting in Brussels, the ministers also said the prospect of sanctions is still on the table. Iranians are celebrating the 35th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution of 1979. Millions are expected to attend the nationwide demonstrations on Tuesday to commemorate the event, and over 250 foreign reporters are here to cover the story. Four women were killed after a bomber attacked the house of anti-militant official John Muhammad Afridi in the Pakistani city of Peshawar. Several others were also injured in the attack. It is not known if Afridi was the main target. The Syrian Foreign Ministry has called for an urgent UN condemnation of a massacre committed by foreign-backed terrorists in Hama province. On Sunday, the militants killed 50 Alawite civilians in the village of Ma'an while attacking and taking control of the area. Bosnian protesters have once again taken to the streets of Sarajevo and other major cities calling for the resignation of the government. They're protesting against corrupt politicians, government austerity measures, and unemployment. They say overpaid politicians are obsessed with inter-ethnic bickering. In Syria, the country's Red Crescent organization says 300 people have been evacuated from militant-held areas of the city of Homs. The evacuation is part of a UN-brokered deal between Damascus and the foreign-backed militants to allow civilians to leave the city.